This is Wade Ransky with the Chief Organizer Report. Easy is winning in technical organizing tools. We spent hours in Bristol talking about how to use technology and tech tools in organizing, including a Skype call with experts in Washington and our folks from Canada, England, and France. The short summary is the one we already knew going in. Nothing is perfect. Everything we tried had gaps, hidden costs, and aggravating features. There's nothing appealing about making decisions where you know from the beginning that no one is going to be completely happy, no matter what. Bad memories of endless discussions from different advocates and fans of different database systems when we were forced to decide on one for everybody came roaring back at me like nightmares. I spent time before that call talking to Kentaro Toyama, professor at the University of Michigan, author of Geek Heresy, Rescuing Social Change from the Cult of Technology, who suffers through my techno-peasantry while trying to help me figure out a way to milk advantages from tech potential. The question I posed was whether there was a way to combine locational and relational algorithms, similar to those used by Google, Amazon, and others, to allow people to find each other and an organization when they faced issues in their tenant block, neighborhood, or workplace and wanted to organize to deal with it. The answer was kind of a yes, maybe. But the caution he remarked in developing an independent application or something that triggered to a website was the mountain to climb to find the crowd versus trying to navigate Facebook where the crowd already exists. The continuing dominance of Facebook almost argued that it made sense to try to develop an app for that rather than one that was independent just because of the pure volume of users and the ease of use and adoption. Though Facebook is made of likes, it's just hard to love, from the fake news to the constant advertising, data mining, and self-absorption from the top down. Yet, it's hard to argue with success, and when you're trying to work with people, there's no way around going where people are, and that's Facebook today for many hours of people's days, it seems. We spent a lot of time and started building some affection for actionnetwork.org and its tools. We found the gaps obnoxious, but found the ease of use compelling, along with the fact that the nonprofit operation was created by people with organizing experience who seemed at least receptive to our particular needs. We're likely soon to decide to go in that direction, all things being equal. We were also taken with Slack.com as well, which is a free service used extensively by the Sanders campaign to link volunteers, and more recently by activists trying to connect and organize in the U.S. period of chaos and resistance. Acorn in the UK had been using Slack to do daily communications with organizers and allowed them to add channels for work projects. I've been trying it with slightly less success with my research interns at the University of Ottawa as well. Nonetheless, I found it very, very easy and way better than something like Dropbox to move large documents effectively to the work team. So that's something to love. But no matter the tool, it only has value if people use it. How an organizer would keep up with 1,600 Slack groups is still beyond me, no matter how easy it is to use, but that's something worth learning. So we get back to Facebook groups, which we use and our members love in dealing with tenant support issues in the UK, mental rights, health rights in Alaska, and disability rights in Vancouver. Hard to beat. No matter what works in theory, we have to go where people are. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.